we think that the guy in our life really doesn't want romance the same way that we do. And instead, what I found in this survey when I asked men all over the country these questions, I was just absolutely shocked. They want romance with us as much as we do with them. When I tell women this, the automatic response is, well, why don't they do anything about it? And really, there's a couple answers to that, and that's really what I cover in here.
Well, what are the answers? Why don't they do it?
Well, there's two reasons, actually. One is simply that they feel, one guy put it, I just feel left-handed romantically. You know, I could write with my left hand if I had to, but I feel really clumsy. I can do things that my wife finds romantic, but I feel clumsy, and that makes me uncomfortable. So, better to aim low sometimes. The second reason is that men tend to find different things romantic than women do. They want to go out and play with their wives. They find that incredibly romantic.
Mm-hmm. Like play what?
Well, just go out and play. Whether that means play a sport, like go out and play golf together, or like one guy said, you know, I say to my wife, hey, honey, you want to go to Home Depot with me? And I'm thinking that this will be kind of a fun, intimate outing. And when my wife says, well, no, thanks, I kind of need to vacuum the carpet. It's, to me, it's the same thing as if I would have said, hey, you want to have a candlelight dinner, honey? And she says, no, thanks, I'd rather vacuum the carpet.
So he's thinking Home Depot is
it's getting romantic, to, it's going huh? out and getting together and being together.
You don't think that, do you?
I don't. Home Depot. I never thought about taking Barbara to Home Depot. I do know this. Men are challenged when it comes to romance.
In fact, we took one of your survey questions. The question that if you had a special occasion coming, could you pull off a romantic event for your wife? And we decided to go around and ask some guys that question and see what kind of response we got. And here's what the guys said.
Well, I'd like to say that I'm confident that I could, but in reality, I'd probably be nervous all the way up to the point of when it takes place, just because it's not something that I'm very good at. I could do it, but it would take a lot of energy. It's just not something that I'm naturally good at. But something that it's actually something that I work at. But yeah, it takes a lot of energy for me.
You're asking the wrong man. I am, you know, a helpless romantic. I'm not very romantic at all, or maybe it's just that I don't try hard enough, because I got to admit, when I was dating Kathy, I was much more creative than I am now, it seems like. But, you know, if I put my mind to it, yeah, I could do something really special. My problem is, like most men, is we think we need to spend a lot of money or go on a fancy trip or, you know, do something really huge for my wife to consider that worthwhile or romantic, and it's not true.
I could do it, but for me, it gets me way out of the box. I have to think kind of long and hard before I put something like that together. There's a couple of times, I think, where we were successful, one around a birthday celebration a few years ago where I got together with some of her friends and facilitated it really neatly, so it was just kind of a surprise deal, but that's working outside the box most of the time. It doesn't come natural.
It's very challenging. It takes a lot of focus and mental energy to do something like that for me naturally. Usually, if I'm going to do something like that, I'll start looking at the tried and true, looking around to see what, you know, ideas to spur my thoughts, you know, to spur my heart, my emotions. And, you know, but once you start doing it, it's really enjoyable. It's really fun. It's really exciting. Once you put something together that you know that she's going to enjoy, there is that joy on the other side of that, you know. So,
yeah, I think that I could do it. It would take some planning because I've noticed that my wife responds to things in a more positive fashion when there's some planning involved. You know, going out the night before to get a gift for her birthday that's the next day doesn't work. But going out a couple of weeks before to find that perfect gift that's just for her, that works.
Now, I hear that guy, and I wonder, do all wives want deliberate activity that took planning? Or are there some wives who go, I really like it when he's spontaneous and just comes up off the cuff with it? What do you think?
You know what? I think that probably women are all over the map. The thing that I really hope that women get from this and hearing those clips especially is, couldn't you tell, Barbara, especially the guys wanted to do romantic things with their wives. They enjoy this. We've got to give them a lot more credit for that.
Mm-hmm. But they did sound hesitant.
Yes. That sort of left-handed feeling.
That was very clear that they were hesitant.
They sounded very insecure.
Well, it's that thing that I've heard from so many men that we've talked about many times this week. Men are just very performance-oriented, and when they feel like they can't quite do a really good job, that feeling, some men have described it, is just humiliating. So one guy said, and this is to me a very telling quote, is he said, you know what, I am willing to try and to make a fool of myself for you, to do something that you would find that would be fun and romantic. But if you tease me about not quite getting that candlelight dinner right, it'll be 5 years before I try that again.